Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Even though it has been a whole week since we last gathered, our text from today picks up exactly where we left off last week. If you remember, it is still the Sabbath. Jesus has just entered the synagogue and taught with authority that amazes the people. He cast out an unclean spirit, the same way that Jesus comes to us and casts out our unclean spirits, all those things that keep us away from God. And then immediately, like Mark likes to use, immediately they go to the house of Simon and Andrew. He heals Simon's mother-in-law. Everyone hears about it. They come gather around for more healing. Jesus goes out for a little quiet prayer, and then they take the show on the road and head out. And yet, if I were going to summarize how I feel about this gospel passage today, I would maybe pick incomplete or unsatisfying. I think I want a little bit more from Jesus in this text today. It says that he heals Simon's mother-in-law, lifts her up, and then, right then, she begins to serve them, which drives me nuts. And I know, I read all the commentaries. It was a different time. It was 2,000 years ago. I get it. And you can hear about, the word for serving is diakoneo. And so she's really the first deacon. Or, Jesus says, "I come not to be served, but to serve." And so she's being a better disciple than her son-in-law. Or she's being restored to her place in the household. Isn't that great? And I get it. I see it. But from my perspective, 2,000 years later, it seems like Jesus has come to heal her fever, but not the injustice in her world. He has not healed the fact that she has no dialogue. He has not healed the fact that she has no agency, or even the fact that she has no name. And she's not the only one left hanging, it seems. As Jesus goes off for prayer the next morning, Simon and his companions come looking, and they say, "Everyone is searching for you," perhaps looking for more of this healing power that they saw the night before. But Jesus says, "Let us go out to the neighboring towns. I have a message I need to proclaim." Leaving those in the town needing healing incomplete, unsatisfied. I know that feeling. I have been exhilarated recently with all this Me Too movements and the Time's Up and just hearing women's stories being lifted up, being believed, seeing action taken and moving rapidly. It gives me hope and it gives me courage. It gave me courage last week on the Red Line. I was sitting there with a couple seats between me and an older man, and I was on my phone, because, you know, you can't talk to anybody. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see him doing one of these, like a up and down. I was like, ugh. And he says, "Hey, lady. Hey, lady." And I was like, We kept saying, "Hey, lady." So I finally looked over, and he says, "You look good in those jeans." Which is frustrating. I'm not okay with that. That's not okay. And so I felt brave, you know, encouraged by all these stories. And so I said, "I know you mean that as a compliment, but I'm not interested." Oh, poor, naively optimistic me. That did not shut him down. Instead, he spent the next 15 minutes berating me, saying, "Not interested, not interested. Lady, learn how to take a compliment." When I found out, it seemed like he was getting off at the same stop that I was, and I was not feeling so brave anymore. And so, looking at my Ventra app, I calculated which of the further stops would make sure that I spent less time alone on the platform, and it was only two. So I took two stops up and came two back, feeling let down. That was the second of four times that I've been harassed on the street this week. I expected so much more. I've heard all these wonderful stories of healing and thought maybe they're for me too. But it feels incomplete, and I know others have it so much worse. I'm dissatisfied. But the story of Simon's mother-in-law is not the end of Mark's gospel. This is not the end of my story either, because this is not the end of God's healing power in this world. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The God who is the everlasting creator is the one who brings strength to the powerless, who brings power to the faint. This is not just an ordinary healing that we hear of today. As Jesus says later, he has come to proclaim a message. This healing has brought with it a message of liberation. This healing brings with it a promise of the kingdom of heaven come near, of good news. Jesus does not just come to put a Band-Aid on our brokenness, does not just give us a few antibiotics to get through just this week. In fact, in this lesson, it says Jesus lifted up the mother-in-law, raised her up. This is a story of resurrection. It is not the only one. Jesus lifts many people up around Galilee, a paralyzed man, a man with a withered hand, a dead girl, a boy with a demon. Throughout Galilee, people are lifted up as they also are healed, along with a message of good news for all people. This is the message that we hear today as well. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The one who desires to lift us up is the one who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Where else do we see this uplifting God? Where else do we usher in this raising up kingdom? In the waters of our baptism, in the weekly rising of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, in viral movements and quiet moments, in kind words and powerful organizing, in the way that night on the Red Line when I got off feeling not quite so brave, maybe a little broken, that somebody else talked to me for 5 minutes just about the weather, the way the bus driver waited at the curb for me to cross the street, even though they could have just kept going. Have you not known? Have you not heard? This ongoing work continues in you and in me and throughout the world. This God who comes to lift us up will neither slumber nor sleep, will not abandon us or this work of resurrection, this work of healing. Thanks be to God.